Well, now for more on e-reading, our all-tech-considered expert Omar Gayaga is here. He covers technology culture for the Austin American-Statesman. Welcome back, Omar.
Hi, Robert. Good to talk to you.
Have you sprung for an e-reader, by the way, yourself?
I have not. Not yet. I'm not a subway or rail commuter, but if I was, I would probably get one. Or if I were a student who was juggling lots of heavy textbooks, I would probably go ahead and make the jump.
Now, the Kindle is out there. The Sony machines are out there. Now, Barnes & Noble is going to introduce the Nook, which I gather has some new features. What's different about the Nook from other e-readers?
It has, in addition to the standard 6-inch e-reader display, a color display right below it. So it's got an additional second screen that will be more like a traditional LCD screen where you'll be able to see book covers in full color. And it also has a new feature called Lend Me, which allows you to lend out a copy of an ebook to a friend. Unfortunately, you can only do that one time with one book, and you have no access to that book while it's lent out. So that's one advantage over the Kindle, but it is very limited, and publishers can also opt not to allow you to lend out a particular book.
Now, people talk about this holiday season as being a time when lots of people will buy these e-readers. How many do they expect, and who's buying them?
The last 2 years, as e-books have kind of taken off and e-book readers like the Kindle have been introduced, it's been primarily older readers, people who are voracious bookworms. But it seems like that market is expanding. Forrester Research expects that 3 million ebook readers like the Kindle will be sold this year. And by the end of next year, they expect 10 million ebook readers will have been sold. And I think some of that has to do probably with the Barnes & Noble reader, which will probably do very well.
Do people in the industry talk about the inevitability of people ultimately reading with e-readers as opposed to hard copy books? I guess we have to have a new word for books.
Well, I think so. I mean, there's definitely the trade-off. You know, there's the portability and convenience of e-books versus the tactile sensation of a regular book, which there's been no duplication of that yet. You still don't have the same look and feel of books yet. But I don't think it's a fad either. I think publishers are definitely acknowledging that this is the future. And, you know, if you're comparing it to music, which was a relatively swift transition to digital music, books are definitely much more entrenched, I think, than the music industry. So I think it's going to be a much longer transition.
If I buy an e-reader and I then buy lots of books which I read on it, let's say I trade up for a different e-reader or I give the e-reader to my daughter, do the books convey with it? Can I keep the book somewhere else? Can I just lend a particular book and say, why don't you read this? I just read it. Take a look at this one.
Well, that's been a big knock against the Kindle is that if you have a Kindle and they have a Kindle, there's no easy way to lend a book or resell a book once you're done with it. But you can definitely give a device to someone. And there are now ways that you can read that same ebook on, say, an iPhone or on a computer screen. Amazon just announced they're coming out with a Windows e-reader application where you'd be able to read those same ebooks on your computer screen. You can already read them on your iPod or iPhone. You own that content, so you should be able to read it in whatever format, whether it's on the ebook reader itself or on some other screen that you own.
But to go back to where you began, this is a device that you, for example, associate with mobility. If you were taking a train to and from work, you would want to have this. If you're doing your reading in bed at night and your book is on the nightstand, what's the matter with a book?
Well, nothing at all. In fact, that's how I tend to consume most of my books still. But I also find myself more and more reading news articles and magazine articles on my phone in bed. You know, I'm lying there with my little tiny screen and still able to digest kind of smaller content like that. So I think when people think of the Kindle and think of some of the other ebook readers, they think primarily about books. But these are also ebook readers for newspapers. You can also read magazine articles on these. You can also read blogs on the Amazon Kindle. So I think definitely for shorter form content, people are going to be, you know, curled up in bed with them as well and not just these, you know, 1,000-page novels.
Thank you, Omar.
Thanks for having me. And we'll be posting links to a lot of information about these devices on the All Tech Considered blog, and that's at npr.org/alltech.
Omar Gayaga covers technology culture for the Austin American-Statesman and for All Tech Considered. This is NPR, National Public Radio.